Here are the headlines at midday. A medical research centre in Berkshire says it's close to synthesising an antidote for the deadly Marburg virus. The head of research at Pangbourne Scientific Laboratory, Dr. Gavin Dexter, calls the serum a major breakthrough.
These are colleagues of mine, Dr. Dexter. Whatever you have to say to me can be said in front of them.
We've been pushed into using extreme, unethical methods to achieve quick results. But the antidote could endanger countless lives in the future. I can't be a party to that anymore.
Dexter's not telling us everything.
Oh, I didn't tell him everything I knew either. He works for Mandrake, so he's linked to Roche Chauffeur. He could well be part of the Crimson Chapter himself.
Don't blame yourself for the actions of madmen.
I have to. I'm at the centre of events I can't understand, let alone control. No, it has to stop. But first, we need to find out just who's behind all this.
You found out about Pangbourne's connection with the Roche Chauffeur, haven't you?
Well, you mean Mandrake.
New name, same old tricks.
We've isolated a variant of Marburg that replicates at nearly 50 times the virus's usual speed.
Well, that means it'd incubate in hours instead of days.
Exactly.
Sir Donald?
For the past 24 hours, you've been trying to get the attention of the White Chapter of the Orbis Postremo.
And have I got it?
I offer you a deal, Miss Smith. Your life in exchange for all those outside.
And why should I believe you?
Your beliefs are immaterial. You're already dying, Miss Smith. You've nothing to lose.
So what you're saying is that the Crimson Chapter will wipe out everyone on this planet simply to prove themselves right.
Genocide will be committed in your name, Miss Smith. And only you can stop it.